Whenever I see an Aston Martin, I become sad and depressed at the same time that I'm happy that I see one, because I think it's the most beautiful, exquisite car ever made. But deep down I know I'll never own one, unless I buy, like, you know, a really used one. I mean, sure, it'd be kind of cool to have the Aston Martin that, like, you know, gosh, that was in a lease. I guess, I mean, like I said, you could buy, like, a DB9 that's kind of old, something like that. But I kind of see a new Aston Martin, the curves, or, like, the Vantage, or the Vanquish, or that new DBS. It's just, I'm like, wow, it's just such a beautiful car. And then I realize, yeah, I'll never own one because they're, you know, over $100,000 for a car. And I don't have $100,000 to buy a car. I mean, shit, even getting a home loan for the car to pay it off for 30 years, it'd be like $700 to $1,000 a year to pay for that fucking car. I mean, damn, it's just so unfair that, you know, rich people that don't even barely even appreciate things like that are the ones who can afford a car that looks that amazing. It's that, like, exquisite. It's just, such a sad day when you realize, you know. That's why I stopped reading car magazines and shit like that, because all it did was make me sad that I, like, never own a lot of the cars they have in there. That they're just, you know, out of my price range completely. And it's not like, you know, there's contests every day that I could win, where I could win an Aston Martin, you know. It's just, you become a movie star or something, invent something retarded that makes you rich enough to buy a car like that, because that's just all I wanted in life, man. A really nice car like that. I mean, sure, I have an Audi. It's pretty nice, but it's nowhere near an Aston Martin.